Reading practice A4. Questions 31 to 40. In the last third of the 19th century, a new housing form was quietly being developed. In 1869, the Stuyvesant, considered New York's first apartment house, was built on East 18th Street. The building was financed by the developer Rutherford Stuyvesant and designed by Richard Morris Hunt, the first American architect to graduate from the
École des Beaux-Arts
in Paris. Each man had lived in Paris, and each understood the economics and social potential of this Parisian housing form. But the Stuyvesant was at best a limited success. In spite of Hunt's inviting facade, the living space was awkwardly arranged. Those who could afford them were quite content to remain in the more sumptuous single-family homes, leaving the Stuyvesant to young married couples and bachelors. The fundamental problem with the Stuyvesant and the other early apartment buildings that quickly followed in the 1970s and early 1980s was that they were confined to the typical New York building lot. That lot was a rectangular area 20 feet wide by 100 feet deep, a shape perfectly suited for a row house. The lot could also accommodate a rectangular tenement, though it could not yield the square, well-lighted, logically arranged rooms that great apartment buildings require. But even with the awkward interior configurations of the early apartment buildings, the idea caught on. It met the needs of a large and growing population that wanted something better than tenements, but could not afford or did not want row houses. So while the city's newly emerging social leadership commissioned their mansions, apartment houses and hotels began to sprout in multiple lots, thus breaking the initial space constraints. In the closing decades of the 19th century, large apartment houses began dotting the developed portions of New York City. And by the opening decades of the 20th century, spacious buildings such as the Dakota and the Ansonia finally transcended the tight confinements of row house building lots. From there, it was only a small step to building luxury apartment houses on the newly created Park Avenue, right next to the fashionable Fifth Avenue shopping area.